Good morning, Sower Nation. It is Friday, July the 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, Jr., and this is your wake-up call. And I said Jr. today because that reminds me that today is a red letter day on our calendar. July 18th is my son, David, John David Walt III's birthday. He turns a quarter century old today. Of course, that reminds me of my dad, John David Walt Sr. And he'll turn 85 later this year, but you know, it's just one of the joys of my life to be my son David. He and I are working together. I'm gonna put a link to our work. It's called the Daily Seed Company, and it's right here in Gillette, Arkansas. David lives here in the parsonage with me. My dad, of course, is 10 miles up the road on the banks of the Arkansas River, and the three of us are doing this little. It's a fledgling, forceful, powerful, fragile, nothing but everything kind of work. David's a leather worker. He was born on this day at 3:16 in the afternoon. We said John 3:16 in the Woodlands, Texas, in the year 2000. And man, if I say much more, I'm gonna start crying. But it's just a dream that we're working together and we're making things and we're sowing much good into the world. He's an artist. He's a craftsman. You've heard me write about him as Bezalel. Happy birthday, David. You are my joy. Well, today's entry is a good one. But we're going to pray consecration as we start. You ready? Deep breath. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled On Faithfulness, Failure, Forgiveness, and the Fallout. Our text is Numbers chapter 14, verses 26 to 35. Hear now the word of the Lord. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "How long will this wicked community grumble against me? I have heard the complaints of these grumbling Israelites. So tell them, as surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do to you the very thing I heard you say. In this wilderness, your bodies will fall. Every one of you, 20 years old or more, who was counted in the census and who has grumbled against me, not one of you will enter the land I swore with uplifted hand to make your home, except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun. As for your children that you said would be taken as plunder, I will bring them in to enjoy the land you have rejected. But as for you, your bodies will fall in this wilderness. Your children will be shepherds here for 40 years, suffering for your unfaithfulness until the last of your bodies lies in the wilderness. For 40 years, 1 year for each of the 40 days you explored the land, you will suffer for your sins and know what it is like to have me against you. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will surely do these things to this whole wicked community which has banded together against me. They will meet their end in this wilderness. Here they will die. The word of the Lord. Wow. That was so hard. It's hard to read. It's hard to hear. Thanks for hearing it with me. Now consider this. Faithfulness. If there is anything we can say about God and his relationship with his people, it is this. God has been faithful. God's grace had been beyond extraordinary for these former slaves. He delivered them from slavery, walked them out of the country, parted the Red Sea, destroyed Pharaoh's army, led them by day and night through the wilderness, fed them morning and evening, entered into covenant with them to be their God, promised them a land flowing with milk and honey. And on we could go. God had been faithful. Failure. God's people failed. But who's keeping score, right? Apparently, God is. It's interesting how God says that they, quote, disobeyed me and tested me 10 times. That's verse 22:14. I wonder about the correlation between this and the 10 plagues by which God tested Pharaoh. But didn't Paul say that love, quote, keeps no record of wrongs? 1 Corinthians 13:5. And what happened to God casting our sins into the sea of forgetfulness and remembering them no more? Micah 7:19. It's a good question. Let's recall Moses' prayer again. In accordance with your great love, forgive the sin of these people, just as you have pardoned them from the time they left Egypt until now. That's Numbers 14:19. God forgave and forgave and forgave to the 10th power. Every act of forgiveness offered an opportunity for the people to bear the fruit of repentance. Instead, they did the opposite and presumed on grace. I recall a situation in my own life in a difficult relationship where I forgave and forgave and forgave and hit reset time after time after time. From my perspective, each time it was like the transgression never happened. It was forgotten. Finally, there came a point in the relationship where I could forgive, but I could no longer hit reset. This is the point where all the forgiven debts come back on the ledger. Not so forgiveness can somehow be retracted, but so mercy can be reframed. There comes a point in a persistent pattern of broken behavior where the deeper condition must be identified for a different kind of intervention. There's a word for this deeper condition in these seeming intractable situations. Contempt. There is a point at which persistent trespassing must be called out for what it is. Contempt toward the one who has been repeatedly trespassed against. It's interesting how the Hebrew word pronounced nawats behind the translated English word contempt means to blaspheme. Contempt comes from a place of crystallized disrespect. Contempt is a hallmark expression of a hardened heart. Contempt can be forgiven, and it must be, it just can't be tolerated. This is the place where reset no longer works, and in fact becomes dangerous and even irresponsible. This is the place where sin's consequences must be allowed to run their course. This is the place where failure must finally be allowed to face and feel the fallout. That is exactly what happened here. Hear the word, but as for you, your bodies will fall in this wilderness. Your children will be shepherds here for 40 years, suffering for your unfaithfulness, until the last of your bodies lies in the wilderness for 40 years, 1 year for each of the 40 days you explored the land. You will suffer for your sins and know what it is like to have me against you. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will surely do these things to this whole wicked community which has banded together against me. They will meet their end in this wilderness. Here they will die. This is quite sobering, isn't it? You likely see many analogies across the past and present relational landscape of your life. This is why the stakes are so high when it comes to encouragement. It takes a while to reach hardness of heart, and it comes through the subtle deceitfulness of sin. Remember, sin is not bad behavior. It's not believing God. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. That's Hebrews 3:13. That's our core text for the summer. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your long-suffering, patient, merciful, grace-filled, slow-to-anger way with us. We want our hearts to be laid bare before you. Have we, or are we, presuming on your grace? Are the seeds of contempt sown in our hearts towards you, toward others? Come, Holy Spirit, and reveal to us the connection between contempt for others and contempt for you. Reveal our own propensity to be deceived at just this point. Create in us clean hearts and renew a right spirit within us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The journal prompts today: how do you relate to this concept of contempt? I think I called it crystallized disrespect. Where have you seen it in others? Where have you seen it in your relationships? Where have or are you seeing it in yourself? It is a dangerous thing. When disrespect and disregard for another person becomes crystallized and you just flaunt, you abuse grace, they abuse your grace, they presume on your grace. Well, we're going to sing on that first word, faithfulness. We're going to celebrate the faithfulness of God today. I mean, he is long-suffering with us, friends. And he wants us to be long-suffering with others, right? He's looking for people, as we said this week, that he's looking for people that won't give up on his people, that will hang in there, that will endure, that will forgive and forgive and forgive and forgive. But there comes a point at which you gotta call it. I mean, I just picture like on those doctor emergency room hospital TV shows where, you know, there's a doctor or a nurse that somebody is coded, they've stopped breathing, and the person just won't quit doing the chest compressions and the CPR, and they just keep on and keep on and keep on. And like 30 minutes passes, and then an hour passes, and the doctor will come in and say, you got to call it. You've got to call it. It's done. They're dead. And then that person doing the heroic life-saving work, they'll just say time of death, you know, 3:45. But my goodness, did they hang in there? And that's how God is with us. But there comes a point at which he will allow us and others to face the consequences of our contempt, of our disregard, of our disrespect, of our long, hardened, unbelieving heart. We're going to celebrate his faithfulness today. That's, you know, that's where we want to get. We want to come back on that side. Remember, you ready? 44, great is thy faithfulness. You ready? Great is thy faithfulness. Number 44, great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Last verse. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. And sing this if you know it. And all my life, you have been faithful. And all my life, you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Yes, I will sing of the goodness of God. You know, that's the way back. That's the way back from the deceived and hardening heart to the softened worshiping heart. It's worshiping God. It's remembering. Golly, I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my life, I've been held in your arms. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Give me an extra minute today. Let's sing it. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, there's no one like God. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like the Holy Spirit. Let's sing it today. Let's take that song on the road today. I'm going to put a link in the email today to that Goodness of God song. I want you just to camp out in that one today. And remember the fire by night in the cloud and the pillar of cloud by day. Remember the quail and the manna in the wilderness seasons of your own life. Remember his faithfulness and worship him. Let your whole heart go to him. He's healing our hearts, friends. He's restoring our courage. He's bringing our belief back to the edge of faith. That's how we're meant to live. That's why we're encouraging each other. Daily, as long as it's called today. Okay, I love you guys. I know you love me. Get your seeds. It's going to be a good Friday. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.